Professional actors and singers are like athletes. They use their bodies constantly, performing up to 8 times a week. Remarkably, 3 different women in their 90s have been gracing New York stages this season. Reporter Jeff London caught up with them, barely.
Look, once you hit your 90s, you'd be excused if you retired and kicked back your heels, but not these 3 women.
I love working. I'm still doing film, and I have a great deal of stamina.
That's Academy Award-nominated actor June Squibb. She turned 96 during rehearsals for the Broadway play Marjorie Prime. Down the block, 97-year-old singer Marilyn May has been doing her New Year's show at Birdland twice a night.
As long as I'm still in this game, I want to play for laughs, for life. For love. So here's to life.
I sing. I just keep singing. There are no exercises. The show is the exercise.
Ann Reed, who at age 90 is the youngster of the group, is making her Broadway debut in a modern dress version of Oedipus. She was visiting New York last year when at Thanksgiving dinner she told the guests,
"Well, my dreams of working on Broadway have passed me by. That's never going to happen now. I'm at my stage. And ta-da, you know, the following year. Here I am." So my motto is never give up on your dreams.
And really, what is showbiz but chasing dreams? June Squibb has been acting for over 7 decades. She lives in California, and her agent asked her if she'd like to come back to Broadway to star in Marjorie Prime.
So they sent the script, and I read it, and I thought, oh, I should do this. And I can do it, you know, physically, because I now have to think physically, can I do things?
Squibb, who walks with a cane, spends most of the sci-fi play sitting in a chair. Cynthia Nixon plays her daughter. At first, Marjorie is an elderly woman with dementia.
I had a friend named Rosemary. She's dead.
Well, what a good story.
In the second part of the play, Squibb plays Marjorie Prime, a holographic AI version of the character. Physically, she sits up a little straighter.
And then vocally, I felt it would be a little musical. You know, it would be a little trilly. It wouldn't be my natural voice.
Many singers' voices change over the years, but Marilyn May's instrument has remained remarkably intact.
Sometimes I work 4 days a week, 6 hours a day. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why my voice is hanging in there. And then I just do so many shows, you know, each year.
Of course, it helps when you're working with a great set of pipes to begin with. And that voice made her a frequent guest with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
I did The Carson Show 76 times.
One of my favorite singers. She really is outstanding. Get her records there or listen to her. You can hear the lyrics, you hear the story, and she knows what it's all about.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
May did the first commercial recording of Cabaret, and she still sings it in the same key. Marilyn May's got bookings through next November, and Reed is working on a cabaret act for after Oedipus closes, and June Squibb has 4 film projects coming up. All 3 talk about the need for rest, from naps to a good night's sleep. Still, Ann Reed doesn't think of herself as old.
I thought by the time you get to this age, you would feel differently, but you don't. It's just that people treat you differently. I'm having a good time at a party until somebody comes up and says, "You're amazing," and then I want to hit them, you know, because suddenly they remind me that I'm old and I don't want to be reminded.
As the cliche goes, and these women prove, you're only as old as you feel. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.